In his third year as a head coach for the Dodge City Red Demons, Coach Dave Foster joins me now to talk about the Hatchet game tonight here at Memorial Stadium at Dodge City, home of the Red Demons. And, Coach, thank you very much for joining us to talk about not only your season but this huge matchup tonight, the infamous Hatchet game. And, you know, you've only been here for 3 years, but you certainly understand what it's all about.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't take long right off the bat to figure out the environment, figure out the importance to both communities as you see the crowds roll in. And obviously there's a lot of history and tradition. And, you know, tradition-wise, I think it's the biggest game in the state of Kansas and provides the greatest environment.
I'm glad you made that comment because I really believe that it is. And even though that I've only been out here in Southwest Kansas for the last 5 years, I did hear about the Hatchet game in years past and where I was from the central part of the state to the north central part. And you knew that this was a huge contest out here. It didn't take long for me to get acclimated to it when I got out here 5 years ago. But it's been really a fun rivalry that this continues on, and certainly some great games that have happened. And just a reflection about last year, over 6,000 fans up there at Garden City last year, and a whale of a ball game, double overtime, but Garden City gets the Hatchet back after Dodge City had owned it for 3 years. Just a comment or two about that game last year and in that loss, 18-15 to the Buffaloes.
Well, it was a tough one to accept. I mean, we felt like we had that game pretty much right where we wanted it. You never know who's going to make a play or not make a play. And, you know, on a deep ball, we had an opportunity to intercept it and the game be over. We tip it up in the air, and Garden City catches it, and momentum goes their way. And the next thing you know, they're in the end zone, and we've got ourselves in overtime. So that was a game that, you know, I just really struggled with from the standpoint of we lost momentum there, obviously, as we went into the playoffs. We didn't have a good taste in our mouth and ended our season rather quickly. So, you know, the year prior to that, obviously, was the other direction. So we got a lot of momentum and came out and kept it rolling and won in a big game that kept our momentum going and pushed us all the way to the semifinals and almost the state championship. So you'd like to think it's going to be a close game. It's tough to tell based on history the last 2 years, and my experience is it's going to be close. You hope it is, from the standpoint, especially as a 3-5 team coming into it, that we haven't played well at times. And obviously I think a close game favors us because we're in a game and gives us the opportunity to win that game. It was just one of those games a year ago where I thought both teams were pretty evenly matched and played very hard, and it was a well-fought game, but by no means do we want to leave with a loss.
From a broadcaster standpoint, it was one of the most outstanding ball games that I've ever been involved in to announce. It was just absolutely fantastic. Certainly, it went Garden City's way, but I'll tell you what, and I still have tapes from that ball game. It's just outstanding the way it all unfolded and things. And I know it was a sad moment for Red Demon fans and for alumni as well, but these games produce such great moments, and you know, this one tonight's probably going to do the same thing here. But you talked about the Dodge City team coming in this year with a 3-5 mark into this ball game. No, it's not been the kind of season that I'm certainly that you were in hopes for, or your coaching staff as well. Just some parts of the year in Western Athletic Conference play that didn't go well for you.
Well, you know, once we got into the teams that are good at running the football, you know, Hayes, Great Bend, that's their style, Garden. We struggled stopping the run. We faced Hutch, you know, in that mix in week seven. Personnel-wise, we've tried to do a variety of things to get kids in different positions. You know, you're reeling when you have this type of season where people know they can line up and be effective running the football. That's a consistent thing, and it's very difficult to convince defensive players, how do we fix this? How does this change? And sometimes you can't. I mean, sometimes you got to face the facts, but we're still scrambling, trying to find ways to force people to the air. We feel like when we play spread teams, plays to our advantage. Our best players are in the back end as far as defensive players. So we're scrambling, trying to find answers, and we'll continue tonight trying to stop the run. You know, if we're able to stop the run, I think we've got give ourselves a heck of a chance, and we were pretty effective at it a year ago. And I felt like that really gave us a chance. This year, they're, you know, Garden produces a more of a spread attack, more two-dimensional than they were a year ago, so that presents additional challenges, especially with a running quarterback.
Talk about your quarterback a little bit and what he has met in the leadership on this year.
Kellen came into the year and was very seasoned without having a lot of experience. You know, he played a little bit in the Hatchet game last year, but, you know, we had high expectations, and he just started processing things real quick. Having been in this offense for 2 years previous, he understood what was going on, but he had never really demonstrated on the field. And I think the offseason development, the confidence, our decision to go with him early on as an opportunity to get Taylor Murphy, our quarterback from last year, on the field more, offense, defense, and special teams. I think Kellen embraced that and ran with it. And he came in early in the season, started making decisions and throws that not many high school quarterbacks could make. So he understands our system, how it works. He's confident. He doesn't get us into trouble very often. And I think he's a kid that gives us an opportunity to win on any given Friday night because of his ability to throw the ball around.
Coach, going to be a great game tonight. The Buffaloes and the Red Demons, always is. Thanks for the comment.
You bet. Thank you.